Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the Thursday, January 16th, 2020.
Nice catch there.
AMATS Technical Advisory Committee meeting to order. Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Thank you. Moving on to, I guess before we move to the minutes, I would like to thank Curtis, the AMATS staff, and the nominating committee for nominating myself as chair for the next 2 years. I appreciate it very much. Just a quick note for those of you who have not attended, when you are making a motion or a second, please provide for Carrie your last name when making either the motion or the second. I would entertain a motion for approval of the December 12th, 2019 minutes. Do I have a motion?
Jim Bowling with the approved. Paradise happened.
Thank you. Moving to, I'll get better at this as we go on. I apologize for not referencing the attachment. Moving on to staff reports, start with the financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So on attachment 3A, you'll see we've expended about 31% of the budget through November. I'm very comfortable where we are, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Baker?
We can move to Doc.
4 seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Moving to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. So just a couple things I want to let you guys know about. First of all, there is a new, you may have gotten notices, there's a new infra grant, federal grant for up to, I think they're going to conclude $900 million worth of transportation infrastructure projects. Large projects must exceed $25 million. Small projects must exceed $5 million. The goal is for them to be, for the $5 million plus jobs, to be about 25% of the overall pot. There are going to be webinars from the feds coming up here within the next month. Our office will send out an email just reminding you or giving you the information that we have so far. But it's basically like the Tiger or Build grants. They're pretty generalized, and they do provide another opportunity, especially since the idea of earmarks has gone away, to potentially fund a project. So I just wanted to put that on all of your radar. Second, just a matter of interest, there was some survey work being done by the Transportation Research Board about the gas tax, the federal gas tax. They did some research that said that about 46% of people support a gas tax increase if they are told it is for transportation. I guess that number goes up to 73% support it if they're told that it goes towards maintaining existing infrastructure. In terms of a federal gas tax based on their survey work. So I thought that was just sort of interesting as we've talked in the past about, you know, the way that we frame our requests for gas tax being very much focused on maintenance. I know obviously the state did that as well in the last transportation budgetary round, focusing on that maintenance. It appears that that's the message that really seems to get through to people. And so I thought I would just throw that cat. I thought that was a sort of an interesting study that we've heard of. Otherwise, you know, we look forward to kicking off a great new year. We're as we get closer, our long-range plan is due in May of 2021, so you'll continue to see work products from us that are focused on that. Like in December, we approved the active transportation plan. We'll be looking at doing freight profiles as well as a congestion management process in this next year. So we will definitely be looking forward to all of your cooperation and help as we put together those documents. But I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from Mr. Baker? Hearing none, moving on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, Mr. Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems like it's just been a week or so since we've been here because two of the 4 weeks were filled with holidays, and not a whole lot, especially when holidays fall right in the middle of the week. Some people are gone part of the time, and some people all the time, but what I'm getting to is we haven't had much activity since our last meeting as far as projects being sold. There are a couple projects that did sell, but they weren't, they sold actually in the second quarter of 2020, and they were somehow, I think, ODOT had them assigned to the wrong MPO, and those two were Portage Lakes Drive resurfacing and Kent Road resurfacing. So even though on your funding program balances, those show up as pending, those have sold. And the only other big project in 2020 is Talmadge and Dayton Street in Akron. But we have several big projects that are pending, and we hope that those do sell as planned. And if there's any issues or anything you need help with, please let us know. The other thing I wanted to touch on was new projects. We approved the new projects from the 2019 funding at the last meeting, and now we're depending on the sponsors to get those projects programmed with ODOT and get PID numbers assigned to them so they'll be recognized. And the last thing I have is there's we started developing a new 2021 to 2024 TIP. Usually what happens at AMATS is we have one year we select new projects, and then the following year we develop a TIP. It just kind of flows better that way, but it just so happened that the TIP development was delayed a year, so it's being done at the same time that we selected new projects, so that but we will put new projects in it as we need to. And the balances, the STBG balances, I'm very comfortable with. 2020 has about $400,000 in it. 2021 has $631,000. And if any of you have a small resurfacing job or something that you'd want to move, it's too late for 2020, but if there's something that you think you might want to move up into 2021, let us know. And you know, we'd be glad to try to do that. These balances change as ODOT closes out years and then, you know, moves that any balances forward. So we do have small balances in 2021 that could probably be utilized if you want to. And that's all I have.
What do you consider a small balance?
We have about $630,000.
Small project.
Yeah, a small project. If you have a small resurfacing project, you know, we could possibly move it up. That's all I have. If there's any questions,
any more questions for Mr. Boulay? Hearing none, I see no old business. Moving to new business, the draft fiscal year 2021 transportation planning work program and budget. Ms. Rydell.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2021 transportation planning work program and budget, which will guide the work of the EMS staff from July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021. Included in Attachment 5A is the draft local share, which is calculated to be $169,080 total. With your approval, we will submit this draft to ODOT for review. Additionally, we expect to request approval of the final work program in May. I can answer any questions.
Any questions for Heather? Hearing none, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Jim Balling, move to approve.
Provide Chick second.
Motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. None, motion passes. Moving on to fiscal year 2021 to 2024 TIP first draft projects list. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. As I just mentioned, we are developing a new TIP, and what we are giving you to look at this meeting is a rough, or I shouldn't say a rough draft, a first draft of our list of projects. It's the we got the list done right about the time that we had to get this stuff mailed out, so we did not have time to kind of arrange them and put them in the order that you usually see them in. They're arranged by PID number. The important thing at this time is to look that list over, especially projects in your community, projects you're familiar with, and if there's anything that you see that is not correct, please let us know. We already had a comment from one community that a resurfacing project needed moved up, and we were able to accomplish that. They had it the wrong year. So at this point in time, we also have a lot of ODOT projects mixed in with our projects. Eventually, the ODOT projects that will, the strict ODOT projects will be separated out and put in another list called a line item list. But what I want to stress today is just kind of look that list over, the projects you're familiar with, and make sure the dates are correct and the amounts are correct to the best of your knowledge. And if there's something that doesn't look right to you, just please let us know. And we'll have another draft list, and then the final TIP will be approved on our meeting in May, on May 14th. We'll adopt the final version of the TIP. We also have to do some public involvement and some other things like that before it can be approved. So that's all I have at this point in time.
The only thing I would add to that for all the members, if you have something that is in 21, fiscal year 21, that you want to do early, that you anticipate doing early in the summer, we should probably coordinate that now just to make sure that it's on there and it's in, maybe with an amendment in April.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're going to vote on it in May, but it's not going to be approved till July.
Yeah.
So then a job possibly could be pushed like to the fall or something. But if you have something early in fiscal year 21, let us know and we can do that coordination in the next couple of months.
Steve, does that include design stuff as well, too?
Mm-hmm.
So East Main Street's design should be on this list?
If you plan on, well, yeah, if it's early in,
it would be early
in 21, yeah.
Jim, we actually have an amendment.
You got one coming.
Yeah, we actually have an amendment coming where we'll be adding that design on 59.
Okay.
But better to ask than
yes.
Any other questions for Dave? Entertain a motion.
So move. McCleary.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to resolutions. Resolution 2020-01. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, as Steve just alluded to, if there's any projects that's going to be coming into 2021 or even late 20, you need to add them, and that's exactly what these next two amendments do. Amendment 26, attachment 6A, is adding a South Main Street resurfacing project to the 2018-2021 TIP. This is in the city of New Franklin, and it also, Green is also involved because it's right on the border. And this amendment is actually doing two things. It's adding these projects to the TIP, and it's actually combining two separate projects into one. The first project is PID 107794, which is South Main Street from Mount Pleasant Road to Nemecilla Road, and then 107795 is South Main Street from Nemecilla Road to just south of West Caston Road. The two amounts for those projects respectively are $700,000, which is our max, and then $453,000. And construction was originally scheduled in 2022, but has been moved into 2021. And the projects were basically combined for just easier, for economies of scale and an easier project management.
Any questions for Dave? I'll entertain a motion.
We can move to adopt.
McCleary.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2020-02, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, this is addressing the Kenta project that Jim just mentioned. This project has, this is a large project. It has our STBG money in it, it has CMAC money in it, and it has highway safety funds in it. And we want to get this added to the 2018-2021 TIP so Kent can begin design work using the safety money. The safety money is readily available. And they received $900,000 in safety funding for this project. And we just want to get it in the TIP so we can begin with the design process.
Any other questions for Dave? Jim, I'll entertain a motion.
Jim Bowling moves to approve.
Four seconds.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any other business, Mr.
No, there is none.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
We so move.
Thank you all. We'll see you in March.
Thank